Lecture topic, the quality of appreciation.
Innal hamdalillah. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما وقال تعالى هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من صنع إليكم معروفا فكافئوه فإن لم تجدوا ما تكافئوه فادعوا له حتى تروا أن قد كافأتموه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable علماء اكرام Respected brothers and elders Among the many beautiful attributes of Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا Allah has 99 beautiful attributes. قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ Whether you say Allah or you say Rahman, these are different names of the same being. Like the poet says, عِبَارَاتُنَا شَتَّى وَحُسْنُكَ وَاحِدُ وَكُلٌّ إِلَى ذَلِكَ الْجَمَالِ يُشِيرُ Oh Allah, perhaps our expression might differ, but your beauty is one. Oh Allah, perhaps our expression and manifestation might differ. The poet will say it in his poetry, the lecturer in his talk, and the author in his literature. In fact, the Bedouin will say it in his simple language, إِنَّ الْبَعْرَ لَيَدُلُّ عَلَى الْبَعِيرِ وَإِنَّ آثَارَ الْأَقْدَامِ لَتَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ فَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتِ الْأَبْرَاجِ وَالْأَرْضُ ذَاتِ الْفِجَاجِ وَالْبِحَارُ ذَاتِ الْأَمْوَاجِ أَلَا يَدُلُّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّطِيفِ الْخَبِيرِ That a Bedouin, a villager passing by, he said, the droppings of cow tell me a cow has passed by. The footsteps of man tell me a human has passed. O foolish man, what about the sky above you? What about the earth beneath you? What about the mountains around you? What about the sun above you? Doesn't this also reflect the majesty of some being, and that is Allah? So amongst these many beautiful attributes of Allah, one quality of Allah is Shakur. Shakur means Allah is a being who appreciates. Allah is a being who acknowledges. Your contribution Allah acknowledges. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ It is against the system of Allah for your good to go unrewarded. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُدْخِلْ بِاللُّقْمَةِ مِنَ الْخُبْزِ ثَلَاثَةً الْجَنَّةِ Nabi alayhi salam says the nature of Allah's appreciation and acknowledgement is such that on the grounds of one piece of bread, Allah will pardon three people and cause their entry into Jannah. How is that going to be of Allah? The father who earns and brings the loaf of bread at home. Allah is going to pardon him. The beggar comes at the door. Nabi alayhi salam says, وَالزَّوْجَ تُصْلِحُهُ The wife takes a slice of bread, perhaps puts a topping on it, peanut butter, jam, butter, whatever it is. And then she calls the Muslim servant and she says, there's a beggar at the door, just take the sandwich to that beggar. Nabi alayhi salam says three hands were involved in this slice of bread reaching that beggar. Allah will pardon every person in this channel for that beggar getting that plate of food or that sandwich. This is how Allah appreciates. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ Allah says, I appreciate. Do you appreciate? Do you appreciate? In fact, if you appreciate, Allah says, what do I get in punishing you then? This is the concluding verses of the fifth juz of the Quran. What do I derive if you are prepared to appreciate? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you will be grateful, most definitely I will multiply. Look at the mercy of Allah. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ And if you are ungrateful, Allah doesn't say most definitely I will deprive. Allah only warns you that I can also punish you. Allah says, if you are grateful, inevitably, my system will prevail of multiplying whatever you enjoy. And let us understand, brothers, we are in a deception. We think if I'll be grateful in wealth, Allah will increase wealth. In whatever you will appreciate Allah, if Allah gave you the ability today to start your day with Fajr Salah, perform 2 rakat namaz and thank Allah, Allah will increase you in the spiritual bounty of bowing before Allah even more often. If Allah has favored you with generosity and kindness today, Allah, I'm grateful you've given me the opportunity to spend some of my wealth in your path. Allah will give you the ability to increase in that good deed. Hence, regardless of the nature of your contribution, if you will appreciate it, be it a physical need, be it a spiritual need, Allah will multiply. Man u'tiya arba, the one who enjoys four, Allah will never deprive him of four. Man u'tiya shukr, he who enjoys gratitude will never be deprived of abundance. Man u'tiya tawbah, he who enjoys repentance, lam yumna' min al-qabool, will never be deprived of acceptance. He who enjoys communicating with Allah and consulting Allah in his matters will never be deprived of the correct choice in his life. Man u'tiya al-mashwara, he who will make mutual consultation, Allah will always steer him and direct him in the correct way. وَفِي مُنَاجَاتِ مُوسَى, among the things that Musa alayhi salam communicated with Allah, Musa alayhi salam one day told Allah, إِلَهِ خَلَقْتَ آدَم بِيَدِكَ وَفَعَلْتَ وَفَعَلْتَ فَكَيْفَ شَكَرَكَ. Oh Allah, you made Adam the first of humans. You favored him, you honored him, you elevated him. How could he be grateful to you in relation to so many bounties that you showered upon him? Like it comes in the hadith that three things Allah personally did. خَلَقَ آدَم بِيَدِهِ, Allah personally created Adam alayhi salam. كَتَبَ التَّوْرَاةَ بِيَدِهِ, Allah personally wrote the Torah. Of course, كَمَا يَلِقُ بِشَأْنِهِ, as befits the majesty of Allah. We do not for a moment entertain that Allah was sitting and Allah was writing. Allah is free from human organs and Allah is free from human positions. As befits the majesty of Allah, خَلَقَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ بِيَدِهِ, and Allah designed and decorated جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ with his own hands. شَقَّ فِيهَا أَنْهَارَهَا غَرَسَ فِيهَا أَشْجَارَهَا. So, oh Allah, you favored Adam, how was he grateful to you? Allah said, عَلِمَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنِّي فَكَانَتْ مَعْرِفَتُهُ لِذَلِكَ شُكْرُهُ لِي. Adam acknowledged that whatever he enjoyed was my sheer mercy upon him, not coupled with his personal contribution. His very acknowledgement that it was my favor, in essence, was his gratitude. Acknowledgement from the heart, and this is the very thing that marks the difference, amongst many other things, that marks the difference between the empire and the kingdom of Sulaiman and the empire and the kingdom of Qarun. Qarun also enjoyed a vast kingdom and dominion. Someone told him, أحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. Allah has been kind to you, be kind to the creation of Allah. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. What makes you say Allah has been kind to me? I enjoy the privileges I have on the competence and the skills that I enjoy. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, the entire throne of Bilqis was brought to him in the duration of the wink of an eye. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًّا عِنْدَهُ, when he seen the honor, the glory, the wealth, the power, the authority Allah afforded him, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي, indeed this is the mercy of my Allah. So that physician in his practice must understand the intellect that Allah has given him, it is from Allah, it is the sheer mercy of Allah. Every man in his field, in essence, gratitude is self-denial and attributing to Allah. This is gratitude. What else is gratitude? وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْعَرُونَ. Whatever bounty you enjoy, Nabi alayhi salam said, Allahumma ma asbaha bi, oh Allah, the bounty I have in the morning is from you. Allahumma ma amsa bi, oh Allah, the bounty I have in the evening is from you. أَعَارَكَ مَالَهُ, the poet says, أَعَارَكَ مَالَهُ لِتَقُومَ فِيهِ بِوَاجِبِهِ وَتَقْضِي بَعْضَ حَقِّهِ. Allah has been kind and he has given you wealth, so that by virtue of this wealth, you obey him and discharge the obligations of that wealth. فَلَمْ تَقْصِدْ لِطَاعَتِهِ, but nay, O man, you have not intended the pleasure of Allah in the acquisition of your wealth. وَلَكِنْ قَوَيْتَ عَلَى مَعَصِيهِ بِرِزْقِهِ, you ate his sustenance, developed strength to only violate his orders. You ate his sustenance, developed strength, and arrogantly disobeyed that very same Allah. فَلَوْ أَنَّ لِي فِي كُلِّ مَنْبَتِ شَعْرَةٍ لِسَانًا, and in reality, if I had so many tongues on my body, equivalent to how many strands of hair I have, and then every tongue praised Allah, كُنْتُ مُقَصِّرًا, it would have been insufficient in relation to the favors of Allah. In fact, the poet goes on to say, إِلَهِ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ, إِلَهِ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ, أَنْتَ أَهْلُهُ عَلَى نِعَمٍ مَا كُنْتُ قَتُّ لَهَا أَهْلًا. Oh Allah, to you belongs praise as befits your majesty on the bounties which you have favored me, which I swear by your grandeur I never deserved. إِنِ ازْدَدْتُ تَقْصِيرًا تَزِدْنِي تَفَضُّلًا. And the irony of the whole thing is, oh my Allah, every time I fell short in displaying gratitude to you, you could have deprived me, yet you favored me, as if my ingratitude was the formula of securing more for me. كَأَنِّي بِالتَّقْصِيرِ أَسْتَوْجِبُ الْفَضْلًا. Every time I was ungrateful, you had liberty to deprive me, yet you continued favoring me, as though the recipe of more was ungratefulness. Like it comes in the hadith where Allah himself says, in the night I make my servants sleep in such a way as though they never disobeyed me. Brothers, Allahu Akbar, the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two qualities if any person has, Amr ibn Shu'ayb an Abihi an Jaddihi is the narrator of the hadith. That person who has two qualities, كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ شَكِرًا صَابِرًا. Allah will record this person as one who is perpetually grateful to Allah. If a person can imbibe within himself two divine qualities, Allah will record such a person as one who is grateful to Allah. Number one, أَيَنْدُرَ فِي دِينِهِ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَهُ فَيَقْتَدِي بِهِ. That person who in matters of deen, his gaze is always on those who excel him. And he endeavors to emulate him. The first person that will enjoy being recorded as grateful in the eyes of Allah is that person who in matters of deen, today my respected brothers and elders, for Allah's sake, give me 1 year, give me a minute of undivided attention. You and I have compared ourselves in matters of deen to such people whom Allah has not made the basis of comparison, and we have falsely deceived ourselves we are pious. So I judge myself with my brother that I come for salah, my brother doesn't come for salah, hence I am more pious. My wife, alhamdulillah, she dons the scarf, occasionally perhaps it slips off her head onto her shoulder. I've never seen my brother's wife ever walking out with a scarf, hence my wife is more pious. My children, the children in the neighborhood, they don't know how to read Quran. My children, at least they come thrice a week. So my children are more pious. I'm more pious because I'm comparing to my brother. I swear by Allah, in whose control is my life, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not judge you by your brother, and Allah will not judge your wife by your brother's wife. Allah will judge your wife by the wife of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Let us come out of this deception and delusion that we are pious. The desired and the required level of iman is the iman of sahaba. Let's not make baseless comparisons. Allah is not going to judge us. If I come to any institution and I say, well, I am graduated, you're the 10-year-old boy, and you can, test me and test him, I'm much better than him. There's no comparison between the two. In the same way we are fakely comparing ourselves, Allah will not judge us like that. We have to match our iman with the iman of sahaba. That would tell us our level. And the second thing is, مَنْ يَنْظُرَ فِي دُنْيَاهُ إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ دُونَهُ. One whose gaze is in material matters always looks at those that have less than him. Which then gives him the ability to be grateful to Allah. فَيَحْمَدُ اللَّهُ. Allah is, brothers, we must be particular with whom our children associate. Just 2 days ago in madrasa here with our children, we were talking and the children said, Maulana, you know this boy here in the class, he gets 200 spend in a week. And these very children that were speaking come from affluent homes. So I called them and I said, why are you stretching an envious eye to, what are you short in your life? You have this advantage, you have this luxury, you've traveled, young children of tender age, but the gaze is still on the one that has more. It starts from there, it comes to the age where you and I are, and we are still looking at those that have more. Wallah, if you look at those that have more, you can 1,000 times, if not 10,000 times, tell Allah you are grateful. In the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, you are not considered grateful before Allah. The hadith Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu says, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْقَلِيلِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْكَثِيرِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. That person who will not appreciate a small favor will never appreciate a big favor. And that person who will not appreciate and acknowledge the contribution of man will never acknowledge and admit the favors of Allah. And that is what I want to speak on. وَالتَّحَدُّثْ بِالنِّعَمْ شِكْرٌ. And there are many ways of expressing gratitude. One is to verbally also express yourself. Brothers, to be acknowledged, this is a human quality. Take a child, give him a little task, when he comes back, he's waiting for a comment. It's human. The very nature of insan, he wants to be appreciated. Today it's a constant complaint, the husband saying, I'm not appreciated, the wife saying, I'm not being appreciated. The children are harping on the same thing. Everyone are complaining that my contribution is not being viewed, it's not being acknowledged. Study the books of hadith. Study the books of hadith, you will find every book of hadith has a chapter on the praises of the sahaba. When Nabi alayhi salam said, my Abu Bakr is like this, my Umar is like this, my Uthman is like this. Let us learn to praise, let us learn to, it has to be done from both angles. But of course, I have to see what is my obligation towards my wife and my children, and not the obligation of my wife towards me. For the simple reason that I will be answerable before my Allah of the obligation towards my wife. If my wife falls short in my relation, she will be answerable to Allah. I have to see those things to which I am answerable before Allah. The hadith I quoted in the beginning, Nabi alayhi salam says, مَنِ اسْتَعَاذَ مِنْكُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَأَعِذُوهُ. If someone comes to your door and asks you shelter on the name of Allah, then because he's interceded on the name of Allah, give him shelter. وَمَنْ سَأَلَكُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَأَعْتُوهُ. And if a beggar comes to your door and says, "By on the name of Allah," Nabi alayhi salam says, perhaps you were to shun him, but when he has interceded through the name of Allah, honor his request and give him something. وَمَنْ دَعَاكُمْ فَأَجِيبُوهُ. And if someone invites you, respond to his invitation. وَمَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا. And if someone has been kind to you, and he has given you a gift, he has said you, told you a good thing, فَكَافِئُوهُ. فَكَافِئُوهُ, then repay him, giving him something back. In fact, Nabi alayhi salam, it was his practice that if someone gave him a gift, he would repay it with a better gift. فَكَافِئُوهُ, give him something back. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُوهُ, if you cannot give him something back, فَدُعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَن قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُ, then make so much dua for him, make so much dua for him, that you are convinced by virtue of dua, you have done justice to the favor he has displayed to you. Brothers, let us take few incidents in the hadith, how the Nabi of Allah acknowledged. He really acknowledged what Khadija radiallahu anha did for him, to such an extent that Khadija radiallahu anha passes away, yet whenever a gift came to him, he told the Sahaba, you can have this, you can have this. This particular gift, just go to that house. That was the friend of my late wife, Khadija radiallahu anha. I think I owe it to my late wife in acknowledgement. She gave birth to my children. Khadija has passed away. Years have lapsed. The Nabi of Allah is a token of appreciation. Brothers, let us learn to appreciate. This is the quality of a believer. Nabi alayhi salam says, take this and give it. Give it to that woman. She was the friend of Khadija radiallahu anha. When the Nabi of Allah returned from Taif, there's a lengthy incident, I don't want to digress. And then he stood at one place called Nakhla, and he was reciting Quran, and a delegation of jinnat came. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. They heard the Quran, they took the message, they gathered the jinnat and invited them towards Islam. The Nabi of Allah then came to Makkah. He sent Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd, go and ask Akhnas bin Shuraik, who was an influential person in Makkah, would he extend his security? I need to come into Makkah. The very Meccans have compelled me to leave. Akhnas bin Shuraik refused flatly. Nabi alayhi salam says, go ask Suhail ibn Amr, I want to come in, would they allow me? He also flatly refused. Nabi alayhi salam says, okay, go and ask the man by the name of Mut'im ibn Adi. Mut'im ibn Adi says, by all means, welcome, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had not yet accepted Islam. In fact, he passed away. His son then became a great sahabi, Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu. He came and he said, come, O Muhammad. And he told the people of Makkah, Muhammad is under my security. He told his son, you walk on the right, I walk on the left. You come to the Kaaba and you can perform circumambulation. No man touches you or harasses you. Days pass on. This man passes away. Allah then give victory to the Muslims. On the occasion of Badr, when 70 prisoners were brought, and Sahaba were busy negotiating what should be done with the plight of these prisoners. Some felt, let us keep them, take them, you know, what ransom they should give. Nabi alayhi salam made a statement and said, لَوْ كَانَ مُتْعِمْ إِبْنِ عَدِي حَيْ ثُمَّ كَلَّمَنِي فِي هَا أُلَىٰ إِنَّتْنَا لَتَرَكْتُ لَهُ. I swear by Allah, that man, now he's late and he's gone in his grave, that is Mut'im ibn Adi. If he had to be alive today, in acknowledgement that he gave me security when I came back from Taif, if he had to come and intercede on these very kuffar, I would have released everyone acknowledging his favor. Hatim Tai's daughter, the prisoners of one battle, Nabi alayhi salam comes to the prisoners of war. This woman stands up, young girl. She says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the daughter of the leader of my nation, Hatim Tai. Perhaps you heard of my father, a very generous man. I ask you today through the medium of the generosity of my father to take pity on my condition. I am at the mercy of the Muslims. Nabi alayhi salam says, correct. You are correct, O girl. Your father was a great man. He died without iman, but he was a very generous man. In fact, he had the quality of the true pious Muslims and his generosity. In acknowledgement to the generosity of your father, I release you without ransom. She says, can I go beyond that? What about the nation that has gathered? Nabi alayhi salam says, you will choose. You want to take your nation, take your whole nation. She takes her nation. Nabi alayhi salam tells the sahabi, bring some money, give it to this woman, and a group of you now escort this woman to her brother in acknowledgement to the generosity of her father. She then comes to her brother and she tells her brother. Her brother is overwhelmed at the hospitality of Nabi alayhi salam. He says, if this is the man, what's the delay? Let's go back and then embrace Islam. Wallah, brothers, this was the appreciation of Nabi alayhi salam. When the delegation of Najashi King Negus came to Medina, this was at the conquest of Khaybar, and when Nabi alayhi salam was reunited with his cousin Jafar ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and the verses were revealed regarding this delegation that came from Abyssinia. The first people who gave security to the Muslims and sheltered the Muslims were the Ethiopians and Abyssinians even before the Ansar of Medina Munawwara. Hence, Africa is rich with Islam. When they came to Medina Munawwara, and then the Nabi of Allah stood up to receive this delegation of Ethiopians, Nabi alayhi salam embraced them, and then he started personally serving them. So Sahaba said, لَوْ تَرَكْتَنَا كَفَيْنَاكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, would you take a seat? We will suffice and we will entertain them. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لِأَصْحَابِ مُكْرِمِينَ. No, these people were the first to embrace my companions when the world shunned them. In acknowledgement to what their king did, I think I personally need to display. I need to display my appreciation and I personally want to serve them and appreciate their contribution. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, one day he's riding on a horse. Of course, brothers, let me draw a difference between the two. The person who is displaying the gift, the person who is favoring you, who's been kind, the command of Allah to him, he shouldn't wait for someone to appreciate. That is not the command of Allah. Imagine Hassan, Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Their children become sick, they pledge to Allah, if Allah cures them, we will fast for 3 days. They fast for 3 days, the first day comes of iftar. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu works for some Yahud, brings some wool. Fatima radiallahu anha spuns the wool, gets some barley, she prepares 5 loaves of bread. It is the time of iftar and a beggar knocks the door. And then you and I say, Allah is testing us. Allah, what tests are coming on me? Look at this, and then you judge yourself if you've been tested or are you so weak in relation to the challenges that are coming. 5 are gathered, their husband, wife and children. They have gathered, the bread has been prepared, and the beggar knocks the door on the name of Allah. Ali radiallahu anhu takes those loaves, gives it to the beggar. The next day they fast on hunger, nothing. Again at the time of iftar, someone knocks the door. It is an orphan. Again Sayyidina Ali takes it. On the third day, when they're about to eat, 3 days of consecutive hunger, again comes a prisoner. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu takes it and gives it. Hassan and Hussein are crying. You will tolerate your hunger, but your children you will melt. Fatima radiallahu anhu tells Ali, okay, take my children to my father. Nabi alayhi salam sees his grandchildren, he's moved into tears. He's emotional. He comes home, he finds Fatima, her eyes have sunk in. He cries, Jibreel Amin comes down. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. That they feed on the name of Allah, despite their personal need. And what did she say? We feed for the pleasure of Allah. We don't ask for an appreciation, for remuneration, for reimbursement. So this is the quality of the one giving. But on the other hand, Islam told the wealthy man, don't forget the poor man, and discharge your zakat, so that the poor can benefit from your wealth. Islam told the poor man, make sabr on what Allah has sent upon you. Turn to Allah and don't stretch an envious eye on the pocket of a wealthy man. This is the moderation of Islam. If someone favors me, Islam says acknowledge. Imam Shafi is mounted on his horse and his whip falls down. A person comes, akhadahu, masahahu, nawalahu, and then gives it to Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi tells his slave, how much you have? You have 10 dinars, give it to this man. And then he says, kindly apologize me, I only have 10. Brothers, Islam teaches us appreciation. If you've left your wallet, it fell down, someone came and gave it to you, appreciate and express your appreciation. Allahu Akbar, 3 Sahaba, such so many things I can tell you. Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, Abdullah bin Jafar, they are traveling. Coming from Medina to Makkah, their provisions, the camel, they lose their camel. They come by a Bedouin, there's a woman inside there. They go inside, tell the woman, we are from the Banu Hashim, and we are stranded. She gives them some water, some milk to drink. She milks the goat, she gives them milk to drink. After that, she says, I only have one goat. If you want, you slaughter it and I will cook it. The goat is slaughtered, they eat from it. They told this woman, may Allah reward you for your kindness. Brothers, perhaps you were in your initial stages. Someone came to you and helped you. Today Allah has favored you. Is it not time that you also are kind to someone else? They told this woman, when you come to Medina after Hajj, for any time, you must come, inshallah, we will repay you for your kindness. In due time, this woman went through severe poverty. She comes to Medina. She comes to the house of Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. He identifies that woman. He says, come in, old lady. He calls his slave. He says, this woman helped me when I was stranded. In lieu of that one goat, bring 1,000 goats. And in lieu of that milk, give her 1,000 dinars. Give the 1,000 goats 1,000 dirhams and tells the slave, now take this woman to my brother. She then goes to Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein takes out another 1,000 goats, another 1,000 dinars. From there he goes to Abdullah bin Jafar. Abdullah bin Jafar says, how much they gave? 1,000, 1,000, you can have 2,000 from mine. And if you came to me first, I would have multiplied it even more. 4,000 goats, 4,000 dinars. She takes this, she comes to her husband. See how Allah has rewarded us. Really, brothers, let us learn to appreciate. I terminate with one incident. On the occasion of Hunain, when the Nabi of Allah was distributing the spoils of the war, and he gave an extra portion to some new Muslims. There were some vibrant young soldiers in the battle that made a bit of a remark, and they said, "Suyufuna taqturu dima'an, wa yu'tal ghanimatu li ghayrina." Blood dropping from my sword, and wealth being given to someone else. I think there's injustice in this distribution. Nabi alayhi salam heard this, he called the Sahaba. If I will not display justice, who will do justice? Who made this comment? Call them forward. The Sahaba were called in 110. Nabi alayhi salam says, I need to have an urgent meeting with you people. Are you unhappy with my selection and my distribution? Then he told them, Alam aatikum dhullalan fahadakum Allahu bi, wa kuntum aalatan faaghnakum Allahu bi. Was it not that I came to you, you were astray and Allah guided you at my hands? Was it not that you were divided and Allah united you at my hands? Was it not that you were poor and Allah empowered you at my hands? أَوَجَدْتُمْ فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ مِنْ أَجْلِ لُعَاءَةٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا تَأَلَّفْتُ بِهَا قُلُوبَ النَّاسِ. Are you grudging me for my relation with you because of some trivial material gain that I've given to some people, the wisdom of which I and Allah knows? Sahaba started crying and said, O Nabi of Allah, it's not us, it's some youngsters that have made these remarks. Please don't hold it against us. Sahaba were emotional in tears. Nabi alayhi salam says, I don't wish to offend you. You also make a comment and say what you want to say. Sahaba said, no, Nabi of Allah, we only apologize and we ask for forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, you have the rights to also tell me. And I acknowledge you. لَإِن شِئْتُمْ لَقُلْتُمْ وَصَدَقْتُمْ وَصُدِّقْتُمْ. You have the rights to tell me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَمْ تَأْتِنَا تَرِيدًا فَآوَيْنَاكْ. Was it not that the people of Makkah compelled you and we sheltered you? You can tell me that. وَخَائِفًا فَأَمَّنَّاكْ. You were afraid, we gave you security. وَمَخْذُولًا فَنَصَرْنَاكْ. They deserted you and we embraced you. Sahaba said, no, Nabi of Allah, we cannot say that. Nabi alayhi salam says, I am telling you, I acknowledge that favor of yours. I will never forget it. Listen, O my Sahaba. أَمَا تَرْضَوْنَ أَن يَذْهَبَ النَّاسُ بِالشَّاءِ وَالْبَعِيرِ. Are you not happy? Some will return with wealth. Some will return with goats. Some will return with camels. Wallah, you will return with the Nabi of Allah. Al-mahya mahyakum wal-mamatu mamatukum. I am now telling you, I am coming with you. I will live with you and I will die with you. I will stand up with you and you will be the first that will enjoy my intercession. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He bless us with this quality of appreciating, acknowledging the contribution of those around us. Sayyidina Ali said, the man who taught me one letter of deen, I am his slave. If he wants, he can liberate me or enslave me. I am at his mercy. Allah inspire us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.